Sunday, March 28th, online game 4.0 coaching call, weekly coaching call. Last week, we hit on first-person perspective. This week, I wanted to hit this point for you guys. Second perspective. So the three different perspectives to think about. First-person perspective, your perspective. Second-person perspective, her perspective. So what she sees. So this is where you kind of have to imagine. None of us have the superpower where we can look through her eyes. But we should be able to do a head-to-toe assessment of ourselves at any time. From the way my feet are planted on the ground to the socks and shoes I'm wearing, all the way up to the top of my head. So body language, body posture. Am I leaning in, leaning forward? What are my hands doing? What's my eye contact? What's my facial expressions? Like, I was the guy who lots of my friends were like, hey, Bravo. Hey, Grush. Even before I got into this stuff. Hey, Grush, you having fun? Yeah, I'm having fun. Why? Man, you look angry. You look like you want to punch someone. No, I'm having fun. Okay, it doesn't look that way. Like, I was completely oblivious to this. So someone who looks really angry, like resting asshole face for guys, resting bitch face for women, like someone who exhibits that all the time, like you've got to think about that. What do other people see when they look at you? And someone who looks angry doesn't look fun, doesn't look approachable. When you do approach, if you look angry and serious, like that's not positive. That's not going to elicit positive emotions in a female. But coming up with a big smile and laughing and being positive and what she sees when she looks at you. So your fashion, your body shape, your posture, your hand gestures, all that stuff, everything. What does she see when she looks at you? So going into the online game perspective, the simple way of looking at it is when you look at her pictures, what do you see? That's first person perspective. Second person perspective is when she looks at your profile, what does she see? So you can see how this is connected because it matters all the time, basically with everything. Go to a job interview. What do I look like when I'm talking to them? How am I dressed? How confident do I look? How confident do I sit? How's my vocal projection and tonality? All that. So what does she see? When they look at my profile, what does she see in my pictures? And you gotta be able to do this with your own eyes first before you can start imagining what she sees. Now, if you look at your own profile, it's easy. You can actually look at it. You can look at yourself, just like in the mirror. You can look at yourself. But this is where it becomes a little harder is when you're out in field, you've got to imagine what she sees. And you can do this by being very in touch with your body and aware of everything. Like right now, I'm sitting in the chair, leaning over on my left side with my left elbow on the armrest. I have my arms crossed. Even when I'm talking on the microphone, my hands are crossed. But even when I'm talking on the microphone, like right now, my hands come up and they move. My facial expressions, like when I get excited about something, I'm like, oh yeah, that's awesome. Like you can clearly see I'm excited about it on my face. When I scan the room, I do so with purpose, but then I go back to who I'm looking at. So that's a thing I heard back in the day about never breaking eye contact first and all that. I think that's weird. I'm always breaking eye contact. I'm always looking around. I'm always scanning my environment because of all the tactical stuff, but I always go back to the person I'm talking to. And when it's something important, I make sure they see me giving them my attention. So let's do like a little, like we can imagine it exercise for you're talking to a chick and she's on her phone like the whole time talking to you. Like she either doesn't care or she's oblivious how that looks. So you need to also think about that. Like if I'm on my phone, what does that look like when I'm on a date? So just the other night, my phone kept going off and off in my pocket. I was like, damn it. So I pull it out, look, like we're having dinner, we're hanging out. Look, do like a quick 3-second scan, pop, pop, pop. Okay, there's nothing important. Mute it, silence it, put it back in my pocket. And then I was like, all right, well, I'm going to eat in peace and then I'll check it again after and see if there's anything important. Because I'm allowed to fucking put my phone on do not disturb. And when I'm on a date with someone, what does she perceive when she sees me do that? Versus the guy who pulls his phone out and he's on it for a while and sending texts to his friends and getting in on the joke. Versus the guy who's like, okay, this isn't that important. Pop, you're more important. See, little things like that. How you dress, like I said, your body language, your the shape of your body. Are you in shape? Are you losing weight? Are you getting in better shape? Are you getting some sun? Do you look sickly? Do you look like, I joke because I'm pale. Otherwise, I kind of just burn. So I joke that always, if I don't get burned, if I'm staying indoors and like protecting my skin, I joke that it makes me look like I have AIDS, cancer, and rickets all at once. That's not a healthy look. So if I'm single and really going out playing the field, like I'll go to the fucking tanning salon. And I was doing the UVB like fancy one that you can't get burned under. And you could like, even if you never go, you could just get in there and go like the full 10 minutes. And I got some color and it made me look good. And I thought about getting back into it, but I'm going to try actually like exercising, doing more stuff outdoors this year and see if I eventually just get a tan and don't burn. But if not, I'll probably start doing that again because I got to start doing more videos online and I need to be aware of how I look on videos, right? Like I got a haircut for a while because COVID, my hair's growing out. Well, I've been making sure to get my hair cut again, trimmed all my facial hair down, make sure I look good. So I don't want to look like a crazy homeless guy. The clothes, put on a few pounds. Haven't been training, been dealing with some health stuff. Everyone's locked in with COVID. Okay, I went and bought some new pants the other day. Some new shirts, stuff that fits me better. Stuff that's updated, that's constantly updating your wardrobe and evolving and getting better, right? So all of that stuff. She gets in my car. What does she see? I'm trying to look at everything from her perspective. She comes over to my apartment. What does she see? Is it messy? Yeah, because I'm going through shit right now and I'm moving like in a month. But before this, is it messy? No. I never let my apartment get to a point where I can't have it clean in like 30 minutes. Like really clean. That was always my goal. So chick's coming over. I want to make a good impression. I want to look like things are taken care of here. Worst case scenario, 30 minutes, I'm square. So she walks in. What does she see? She would see my cat. What does she see? Does it look like a cat I take care of? Does it look like a cat I don't take care of? Obviously, I loved her. I took care of her. That's what she notices. When she gets in my car, what does she see? Is it a filthy car? Is it a filthy front seat? Is there trash on the fucking floorboard in the passenger seat? I've had students do that where they pick me up at the airport for a one-on-one. Get in the car. The car's filthy. There's trash they're making me stand in. I get in the car. I go, oh, thanks for cleaning up for me. Ha ha ha. I'm like, no, I'm serious. Like, what the fuck? Why are you fucking making me stand in your trash? Now think about picking up a girl and she has to stand in your trash. Now, obviously, you can still get laid if your car's messy, if your place is messy, if you're messy, it happens. But it's a lot easier if you're fucking taken care of and squared away and taking care of those things. And so are we men who take care of our lives and what's important in our bodies and our possessions and our vehicles and our home? Yes. And if you're not, become one. So that's what you got to think about with that second person perspective. When I approach her, the very first second, me cold approaching, what does she see? Am I walking over confidently or nervously? Even before that, before I even approached her, did she see me talking to other people? Did she see me talking to friends? Did she see me talking to the bartender and other people, building some social proof? Huh, maybe you should think about that. Maybe you should do that. When you approach, what does she see? Before I even open my mouth. Then once I do open my mouth, what does she observe? Then when we start texting and talking and going on dates, what does she see? She comes over to my place. What does she see? So all that's important. And once you think about that and make all that level, all that stuff up, it obviously just makes all this stuff better. And it's not just to the girl. You meet her parents. What do they see? You go out to a restaurant to eat. You go in line to a club or a bar. What do they see? Am I there by myself looking like a schlub? Or am I there with cool people? We're all dressed cool and we have some chicks with us. Oh, that's a much different perception, right? You do that, you get bumped to the front of the line. You do that, you get escorted in. You show up by yourself, you don't. Same thing too. This all came from my tactical martial arts training. I was like, I don't want to look like an easy victim. So when a predator is looking around, scanning for someone, I don't want myself to look like an easy victim. I don't want my vehicle, my home to look like it. Oh, the windows are open. Oh, the window in the car's down. Oh, there's all this stuff on the front seat. The guy in the main section just talked about how his bag got stolen after a one-on-one. They took his hard drive, his notebook, his like laptop. He left that out in plain view. Someone saw that. So that's where all this stuff originally came from. Tactical, observing, looking for threats. Second perspective, what does the attacker see? What am I putting out there? What am I pushing out? Then once I got into pickup and dating and all this stuff, I was like, oh, it's a universal formula. I can use it for this also. And then I was like, oh shit. All the stuff I was thinking that would help me like not look like an easy victim to a potential predator is now hurting me when it comes to dating because I'm dressed way too tactical. I look too serious. So I had to figure out the balance of that. And when I moved to LA, I took like the whole pickup thing. I went to far, I don't want to say the extreme with it. I wasn't wearing a fucking furry hat and a pink boa or anything, but I definitely went outside my comfort zone and tried a lot of things. And then I came back and I found my nice happy medium right now where I go out and look good. I get compliments on it, hair, style, clothes, watch, got a nice watch on, jeans, boots, have shirts, things that fit me, look well, look cool, fit me well. And then I can go out, still be tactical, and still look good. So that was my goal with this stuff. And also, it's real easy just to upgrade it too. Flip, change the shirt, put on a different jacket or something, and then I look a lot. So first-person perspective, what am I seeing? Second-person perspective, and that second person could be anyone. It could be your parents. It could be the girl. It could be a potential predator, someone you might have to defend yourself against. Like, start trying to see that all the time. And guess what? When you do magic, that's such a great way to practice this. Because when you're doing magic tricks, well, I don't like calling them tricks. It's an illusion. A trick is something a whore does for money. That was one of the lines I used to use. That's from Arrested Development. When you're doing magic tricks, guess what? I need to be aware of how my audience sees things. Because if they have the wrong angle, they can see how a trick is done, right? So you got to, I actually would move people around. Hey, you got to, oh, hey, sit up, stand up, sit over here, stand over there, move people around. I'd take their seat. And that was great because then it actually taught me a lot of lessons, like how easy it is just to move people around and they just do what you tell them. And as long as they're having fun, it's great. Or they're like, oh, where's this going? I'll give this guy a chance. Like, what's this about? But that's it right there. Magic tricks. Sometimes I'd have to do certain things and they couldn't be in a certain position. Because they'd see me do something. They'd see me move something around or do something that they, as soon as they saw it, the whole trick's ruined. So that's another example. And when we used to go out, my wing and I, we did tons of magic. And so that was something I really thought of, not just with like how I'm dressed and my body language, but it was like that performing. I got to make sure they, I have the right angle and I can't move. I got to get them to move. What do they see? What, like, oh, that person's over there. They're going to see the secret revealed. So that's another way of thinking about it, but that's like a bigger level. Basic first level, how are you dressed? What's your body language? The energy you're conveying when you approach them and in your face, not just in when you approach them, but all the time. When you're sitting there with your friends, when you're at a table eating food, the waitress comes by, do you look angry or do you always look like or having a good time, I should say. When you approach her, what does she see? When you're talking to her, what does she see? All that stuff. Right. And we already did that to her with our first person perspective. And you have to get that lesson from yourself first. Like, okay, does she look interested? How does she dress? What's her body shape? What does she convey? What energy is she putting out there? Once you practice doing that, then you have to become a master of your own. And it's a lot of work at the beginning, but it's really not. Like, once you get the hang of it, it's just natural. It's just normal. Oh, she's not interested. Oh, she looks interested. Oh, I got in shape. I dress cool. I bought some cool clothes. Like now when I approach, I've already worked on my default energy to not look so angry all the time. So now when I approach, I actually look like I'm having fun because I am having fun. And I'm out with some other people and we're all having fun. So now it's just that much easier. So that's the second person perspective. Like I said, it's a lot of things that you have to kind of imagine. You have to envision it from her eyes. That you're looking at and seeing it, but it's kind of the same thing. You're like, okay, tactical mindset. I'm a criminal. What does he see when he sees me? What does he see when he sees my vehicle or my house? What do they see? Same thing now. I'm going on a date. We're going on a cold approach. What does she see? Uh-oh, I don't look happy. I better fix that. Uh-oh, I don't have clothes that fit me well. I don't have good fashion. Okay, got to go fix that. And all those little things are little things that help you, like step by step, that help you level up. And add more and more, more marbles to the jar. And eventually it gets to the point where when you come over and approach a woman, she's happy that you did it. especially right now with COVID. They're craving it. They want it. They want attention. We all do. Attention, affection. We want that. Sexual energy. Having sex. Affection, attention, fun. We're dying for it. So when you approach someone and they pick it up within a microsecond that you're a guy who can deliver that, do you think she's going to be like reacting negatively or positively when you approach? Positively. They want that. They're looking for that. That's why they're out a lot of times. They're either out with their girlfriends having a girl night, or they're out trying to meet someone, trying to have fun, right? Well, I'm the fun. And I'm fun here, but wait until we hang out one-on-one. I'm a lot more fun. Okay? So that's second-person perspective. Any questions on that? Anything you guys want to follow up, think about,